Jadi sayanglah kalau kita tinggalkan macam tu je. Ni hampir legacy yang hampir 100 tahun ni.
Salahuddin and Hyabju Bakeries have a long-standing presence in Johor Bahru town. Both old-school bakeries are renowned for using wood-fire ovens to bake cakes and buns. Both are popular among locals and Singapore tourists, and it's not unusual to see long queues outside their stores. However, the bakeries are now facing pressure from rising rental prices and inflation. After 87 years in business, Salahuddin was forced to move out of its original spot in Johor Bahru's Heritage Lane in October 2024. The original premise, near JB's renowned cultural centre, Jalan Wong Ah Fook, has been taken over by a modern pastry store. 37-year-old Rahim Khan, the fourth generation to run Salahuddin Bakery, says he had to move due to a rent increase. The bakery is now located in Bandar Baru Udar, a 20-minute drive from the original location.
Kenaikan harga tu lebih kurang hampir sekali ganda lah. So alasan yang diberikan oleh owner baru ialah sebab itu ialah market price untuk current market price lah. Perasaan saya tu memang agak nostalgic dan sedih lah sebab saya memang membesar di situ sehingga umur saya 36 tahun.
The area along the Johor Heritage Trail features many buildings built during the British colonial era. Streets like Jalan Dobi and Jalan Tian Hyok Ni are lined with businesses, some of which are a century old. The area is also located near major developments, like the upcoming RTS Link Station in Bukit Chaga, as well as the city's central business district. As Johor is expected to see more developments with the Johor-Singapore Special Economic Zone, the land near the city has become more valuable. This has drawn more investors buying commercial and retail property, raising rents for tenants in the Heritage Lane. The 106-year-old Hyabju Bakery is still located in the Heritage Trail. It's famous for its speckled banana cakes with caramel brown crust. Its owner, Lim Toh Sien, told CNA that over the last decade, rental has increased by around 10% every 2 years.
RTS already coming next year, they're already a very big group come to buy the shop.
In addition to rising rental rates, Lim says costlier ingredients such as flour, eggs and butter have impacted their bottom line. This is exacerbated by the fact that demand has not returned to pre-COVID-19 levels.
Start from this year, I think slow about 30%. I don't know, maybe the market is slow and the ingredient increase. And then also we increase our price. The Singaporean also, maybe Saturday, Sunday, I can see. Other days, less, very few people.
Despite these challenges, both businesses are determined to soldier on. Rahim Khan stressed that closing down Salahuddin has never crossed his mind. The software engineer admits he struggles to run the bakery in the new location, as it is far from the city centre and its customer base. Nevertheless, he is determined to continue the legacy of his late father, who passed the bakery's ownership to him before his death in 2023.
Atas nasihat family members dan atas tunjuk ajar ayah dan nasihat ayah, saya mula bagi tunjukkan minat untuk menyambung legacy ni sebab ni salah satu tradisi dan salah satu heritage untuk negeri Johor ni.
Even as hipster cafes and bubble tea stores move in, these bakeries are determined to continue to play their part, keen to provide patrons a glimpse of Johor Bahru's history and tradition.
I hope lah the traditional business can maintain and maybe to many generation. If they are changed, I think it's no point really, the heritage.